Text numéro 86. UK government launches electric car grant scheme. Electric cars are set to experience a breakthrough in 2011 thanks to a £5,000 car grant introduced by the government today, experts predict. Motorists will have a choice of just one subsidised car to buy outright as the project is launched, but should have a choice of 9 or 10 fully electric and plug-in hybrid cars by 2012. Among the first available to buy will be the Nissan Leaf in March, which is billed as the first mass-market electric car. It is currently being made in Japan and will be made in Sunderland from 2013 onwards. It will join several models only available to lease from January, including the Peugeot Ion, Citroën C0 and an electric version of the Smart 4.2. Although more expensive to buy, an electric car is cheaper to run than a conventional one. On average, it would cost 2p per mile to charge and run, compared to around 14p per mile for a similar-sized petrol or diesel car. Electric cars also pay no vehicle excise duty, have cheaper insurance premiums, are exempt from London's congestion charge, and can be charged for free at some public car parks. Countries are offering or planning electric car grants, hoping to attract car manufacturers and supply chains to create green jobs. The US gives motorists a tax credit, and France has a €5,000 grant scheme. The Transport Secretary said, "A few years ago, ultra-low emission cars with mass market appeal appeared just a pipe dream. Now they are a reality, and we can have all the convenience of the car without all the carbon that normally goes with it." Government action to support affordable vehicles and more local charging points means we are on the threshold of an exciting green revolution. 2011 could be remembered as the year the electric car took off. Electric cars are seen as a means to cutting carbon emissions by 40% or more, improving air quality in cities and reviving car makers' fortunes. While just 55 electric cars were sold in the UK in 2009, the country needs 1.7 million of them by 2020 to help meet the country's tough carbon targets. But analysts caution that electric cars' breakthrough in 2011 may be more symbolic than substantial because the vehicles are expensive, constrained in supply, and there are still too many good conventional car alternatives. There are several potential roadblocks to electrifying Britain's fleet of 31 million cars. Public charging points to top up the cars are in short supply, with just a few hundred in the UK, mostly in London. Most of the new generation of electric cars have a maximum range of 100 miles. Adapted from The Guardian, January 2011.